Hello, listeners, and welcome to my podcast, Reddit Readings. My name is Angel, and I'll be reading to you today a story on Reddit in the section, Am I the Asshole? Let's get straight into it. Am I the asshole for wanting my girlfriend and my brother to take turns on the bed while they're staying with me? Basically, my little brother, 19 male, is going to be staying with me, 25 male, and my girlfriend, 24 female, for a little while. We have one bed that's pretty big and comfy and a shitty pullout in the living room that no one wants to sleep in. I said to be fair, she and him should take turns on the pullout every other night, and the other one can sleep in the bed with me. My girlfriend doesn't like this idea and says since she actually lives here, she shouldn't have to sleep on the pullout when my brother is just a guest. But since it's my house, I think it's perfectly fair of me to decide on the sleeping arrangements. Silent Towel 4158 says, "You're the asshole. She lives there too. You're a complete asshole for even suggesting she shouldn't get to sleep in what is her bed. Hope she breaks up with you." Yui underscore Ma says, "You're the asshole on so many levels. 1. I noticed that you have not offered any discomfort for yourself. 2. I can't even get my head around your thinking that it might be okay to put your girlfriend out of her own bed. 3. That your brother would be okay with this arrangement kind of makes me think that there's something seriously wrong with the parenting that went into raising you two. 4. If my SO ran this past me, I would pretty much be out looking for a new place to live that day." AGS1977 says, "You're the asshole and a massive one. Your girlfriend ought to rethink the relationship if she's being treated like that. I've never come across someone who would share their bed with their sibling rather than their girlfriend." My opinion on this personally is that OP is quite clearly an asshole. My reasoning for that is, come on, I mean, all the comments pretty much explained it. He is literally prioritizing his brother over his girlfriend, especially when she lives in that house with him. That's just incredibly unfair and should be a red flag for the girlfriend, to be honest. Welcome to segment 2. I'm back again with another story, and this one is in the category of entitled parents. This one may get a couple of listeners mad, so you can either choose to skip this segment or continue listening. The context of this is, entitled mother demanded that I pay for her son's games at GameStop. Okay, this just happened about 30 minutes ago and I am home now. I'm going to give a little history about me, 39 female, and my kiddo, 12 male. My late husband is of German descent and I am African American, but I have light skin. So when I had our son, even though he is biracial, he can definitely pass as a white child. Okay, on to the story. My kiddo has been stressed since his father passed away suddenly last year, and I have been doing my best to keep him smiling. His favorite thing to do, as well as many other kids, is go to GameStop and spend his allowance. While we were in the store, entitled mother came into the store with her son. Now the son wasn't entitled, so it wasn't a crazy duo. So far, everything was going great, and my kiddo picked out everything he wanted and was ready to check out. I let him go to the register, and he is giving everything that is needed to check out. When his item was total, he was a little short, so I walk over and said that I would pay for the rest of his purchase. Now, I do understand that this does sound like someone being nice and helping somebody else out, so I didn't get mad at first when the entitled mother said, "Wow, that is a nice thing you are doing for a stranger's kid." I turned around and smiled and said, "Oh no, this is my son. I am just paying for the remaining balance." As I was turning around, the entitled mother tells me, "You don't have to lie. How could he be your son? He's white and you're not. Look, since you're in such a nice mood, why don't you pay for my son's games too? I looked at her and just flatly said no and finished the transaction. As I finished and started to walk away with my son, she yells, excuse me? What about my son's games? Didn't I tell you to pay for them? I'm completely shocked and was about to say something when the owner, who we've known for about 6 years, told her to shut up and leave us alone before he calls the police. I took this cue and my son and I left. As I was driving away, my son asked what that was about and I just said, just a Karen being a Karen kiddo. Man, people are so freaking weird. I mean, that is just insane. Like, that's a whole nother level of racism, you know. It's not just hating the race. It's being in almost in complete disbelief to think that somebody of that color could have a white kid. That one did tick me off, I will admit, but it's not as bad as some others that I've read before. And that is the last story on this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and for podcast updates, you can follow my Instagram at reaping.nix, that's at reaping.nix. Thank you for listening. Bye.